from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's Mad Brian Kelly. Yeah.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things. About not finishing when you have an opponent in a position to put them away. But what we're doing on the sideline is feeling like the game's over. And I'm so angry about it that I got to do something about it. I'm not doing a good enough job as a coach. And I got to coach him better because it's unacceptable for us not to have found a way to win this football game. It's ridiculous.
What is he talking about? At what point did LSU, anyone, I would love to be a player that was actually be able to speak my mind and be like, hey, D-head, at what point did anyone think that they had that game? Like, what, when it was 17-13 in the third quarter, is that when LSU just was like, oh, we've got this one in the bag? Like, what are you, like, or when USC went up then 20-17, at that point, was LSU like, oh, we have this? Like, it's just, I don't know. It's insane to me that line of thinking as if his team is a bunch of it's just over there playing Johnny high school grab ass on the sidelines as if they're blowing a team out and then blew a big lead. Dude, that thing was a slugfest. I watched that game. That this was just two good teams exchanging haymakers. And yet you're going to sit there and say that your team is soft and we're doing this again because you can't win close games. I don't know.
Doing it again because he's not coaching him well. And he did say it's on me. But the first thing he said in there was, we're talking about the same things over and over. Well, that's on coaches, is it not?
I would assume.
Your team's doing the same damn thing over and over. And I think he's not saying they were in control. I think he was just saying that he wants to finish better.
Well, he said it's inexcusable when you've got a team like that you have that game won and you're acting like it's not that way and you're acting like it is. From watching that game, I don't get where he thought anyone on his team thought that game was over. And like I said, if you want to point out, they went on that 9-play drive, but USC made some stops down the stretch and got a field goal. And then USC took the ball and went 75 yards down and scored a touchdown. Again, it's a really good USC team. That, I mean, you had two teams that both put together 8 and 9-play drives, and one team ended up having to settle for a field goal because a couple of nice defensive plays, and the other team was able to drive it down and put in a touchdown. So when you're coming down to one or two plays on drives to end the game, and yet somehow you're making it that narrative, and maybe it's just because I don't like Brian Kelly, but boy, he just... And where'd it happen to his accent, by the way? I just find him to be one of the more unlikable guys in football, and I like when guys like that lose.
Is USC becoming likable now that they're in the Big Ten? What the hell?
People
more
talking about them less?
You want to be likable, just play someone that really is unlikable.
Yeah, exactly.
I found myself, because you can't...
Because Miller Moss, I like Lincoln Riley. I've always have. I think he's cool. Eric, a good coach and easy to root for. And Miller Moss kind of won me over.
Yeah.
Thought he was a good kid.
Yeah. Well, and kind of waited his turn. And
he was crying there at the end.
Yeah. And, you know, he showed some signs last year at the end of the year when Caleb was done. So just keep an eye on that. That game at Michigan, who didn't look very good, all of a sudden that becomes very, very interesting in a couple of weeks.
All right, the college football week one onesie will continue later. We'll get to Notre Dame knocking off Texas A&M and Kirby Smart dominating again. But up next, it is time for In the Nuez. The heat is returning.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about
Big Time,
the movie.
The H is O.
Here is Buck, Sports Center.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.